a certain nekuda about the end Gemara, and something that actually brings out some of the significance of this type of program as opposed to other programs. Sefer Steinitz ends with very famous Gemara, Amar of Alasa. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Mecholet Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the Tzadikim. Hu Yoshe Beneyem, Hu Bisri Degan Eden. And everyone will be Marav et Spoy, will point the finger, and they'll say, Zeh HaKein HaDubino, and so on. So, a lot's been said about this. I guess the most practical of the Pshatim is that any other configuration creates a big ASIC. Who's the Mizrah? Who's the Mayer? Who's this? This is able to take all the Rabbanim around the table without, you know, no one would have complaints. That's, I guess, the most cynical of Pshatim. But the truth is, there's a tremendous emphasis in this. And every letter in Chazal, Bechlau, these Masechet Tainis and Megillah, there are goddess. Some of them are very perplexing to understand. And wherever it's difficult to understand the Pshuto, you can be sure that there's an oimik behind it that Chazal are trying to convey. It says they're all going to sit around and they're going to be pointing with a finger. What exactly are they pointing? Who are they pointing to? When you point something, you're pointing for somebody. So it's interesting. Tosfos is a word to the Gemara. I don't know if you had it as Girsa or Kol Echad Vechad Mare HaKadosh Baruch Hu Etzboi. Shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his finger. Rabbi Negershim says that Umarin Zelazeh, each one will show the other one, Hidei Zelakim. So they're both trying to explain, in other words, what exactly, who's showing, what are you doing, what's this act of showing? So in a general sense, Ben Shai says this in his way, but I'm rephrasing it in a way that that we could learn pshat with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's extent of different interaction with the world is 10. Asar Mamaris, Asar Sadibris. 10 is the number of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's different interactions. And they're understood to be always the more specific interactions are 5 fingers on each hand. Yad Hashem and Etzel Elokim are phrases we say it in the Agadah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he does something, sometimes you call it Yad Hashem, sometimes you call it Etzba. So that means if in those 10 Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in those 10 interactions, for instance, let's take some Aksaras HaDibris, there are 2 levels of 5 Dibris and countless ways of looking, Benam Chaver, Benam Lamokim, Esei Lo Sasei, many, many different configurations of showing that there's sort of 2 parallels. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us in 5 different ways, let's say, and 2 different directions. The way when we do something, we use 2 hands, there's right, left are same, and then each finger is different. Chazal actually say in Gemara Ksubis that what he has scheduled to do Ksubis. What are you scheduled to do Ksubis says that each finger has a different name and a different halachic use. There's Etzba, there's a Goydel, there's a Kmitza, and so on. And each one has its function and its use. So whenever you want to speak about something in general terms, the mashal, if I want to show somebody where is something, I sweep my hand and I say, in that area. It's not so specific. When I want to be more specific, I point with a finger and I say, there, exactly there. So when we speak of Yad Hashem, we speak of a general sense that there's Achlaga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's behind everything that's happening. But what are we more specific? We say, Etzvel Akim. This can only be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Etzvel Akim is a very specific focus that you say, I've isolated exactly the point where there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single person, and especially a tzaddik, who represents a certain derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has a unique derech that's different. And each and every person points with a finger. See, if you focus on learning and you're immersed totally in learning, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A second one says, if you completely immerse yourself in Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you oimid lifnei Hashem, that's the Shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a third one says, if you walk out and you help people that are struggling, and you invite them to your house, and so on and so forth, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each and every tzaddik has an etzva, which is a derech to Hashem. Today, we see it as somewhat conflicting because before the end, it's different. This yid is spending 18 hours a day sitting and harving over sugya. This one is spending 18 hours a day trying to figure out to get a square meal for an alman and a yosim and marry off a poor woman and so on and so forth. And they seem to be extremely, each one we think is right, but they seem to be very, very distinct, very different. Blessed love, when the picture will come together and come clear, then Be'etzim will understand all of these different Mahalchim as being one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different ways he interacts, but Blessed love, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, we'll be able to see how, it's like when something's out of focus, you see three things, and as you turn the lens, it becomes one, and you see one thing. So Tosfos says the chiddush that he's adding is they all are not seeing a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single one through his angle is seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the chiddush of it. The Rabbeinu Gershom, what he says that I think is that each one will show you other one that he saw also the entirety of the picture. The chiddush is that until at the further out in the circle you are, the more divergent those lines are. They converge as you go in. Lasid Love, when they all converge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'etzim, each tzaddik will see all the other avodas as being part and parcel of the same thing. I would like to first point out one of the tremendous advantages of this type of limud and why it's so significant. A person can learn in a way that he accumulates a lot of information. And so you have less and less of a chance to develop yourself in it. You want to hear a blah a day, you want to learn a simon a day, whatever it is, it's a volume of information where the pace of it, it doesn't allow you to think a lot about it, to get into it, to really integrate it. And you see it as a way of getting a lot of information. The ability to find your own self in it, and when you go over the material enough so that you really feel you have a kinyan in it, you also think of it in the way you think of it. You put it in your own words, you just like when a person is yeshiva and he's immersed fully in learning, the chelik that for most people gives him their real hold in learning is this sense of self, how he understands it, his questions, his how he describes the site and so on and so forth. When you learn at a pace that is tailored to being able to integrate it, each person instead of the learning being like a yacht, sort of a general sense of it, even if you know it, but it's you look at the scenery, you're not a participant. When you learn it at a slow enough pace that you can go over it a few times, get it down well, think about it, ask it, talk about it, it helps each person develop his etzba. And that is very unique. And the fact that even though it goes at a slow pace, but the fact that there is a program and there is a plan and this, you know, it's pace, I think that's a tremendous mile for this program. It is the minhag that when you make a siyum, you usually tie it to the next masechta. It's interesting. If we're trying to think in halacha, what is extremely specific, areas that are very specific, zmanim is a very specific thing. Except for chassidim, But Zman was very, very specific. So forget about the people that do Vasikin like on the second. But Zman of Yom Tov are very, very specific. And we machal Shabbos so that Eidim would come to be Mekadesh the Levana B'Zmani, because the school of Zman is very, very specific in you know, the Tesvav, Nissen, and so on and so forth. The last Yom Tov that's written, is Megillah, is Purim. Purim is something which is it's a reflection of it's Seifa Nissim. Purim in itself carries a lot of the Talmud Bachus HaYomim. What's fascinating is, of all the Zmanim, it's the only one that has five Zmanim. In other words, Yud-Alef, Yud-Beis, Yud-Gimel, Yud-Alef, Yud-Vav, are Zmanim Megillah. Halidavahu, it's almost a hefer. All Kedusha Zmanim are extraordinarily specific about the Zman. And you know, there's only one day, and the second day Yom Tov is the Rabbanan, Asechiyayim, and so on. It's interesting that Punkt of all them, Purim was made in a way that has five different days. A Remez L'Dav, I think, is that it's, in other words, as you get, you can't have, until you get to the end, you can only have one focal point, because how can you have 2 days Yom Tov? It's one of the things that sort of makes it hard for those of you that have been there for a long time, come to Kutzler, it's like, is tonight the Seder or tomorrow night the Seder? Was yesterday the Seder? It's something that doesn't sit well in a person. Vice versa is that in Akris Hayomim, different, just like different, five different Hanhagis, the Tzadikim sitting at all sides of the table, each one points with a finger. Each one, it's not the Pshat is, it's all good. It's like a Yad, like, you know, it's generally speaking, all of it's good. In a very specific way, it's something that each tzaddik sees this is it, and they see that they really are aligned with each other tzaddik. It's not different. Somehow, it's all part of the same. There's some remnants of that in the fact that the chatchila, 5 days are the zman of Purim. Akapanim, Bez Nesem Shabbatzliach, to develop that gishmak in the learning. When a person finds finding your own self, your own sense of self, is paramount in connecting to it. You know, a person can sit as a spectator just for so long, and it's hard. When a person gets into it, it's Bez Hashem, the program to take root Bez Hashem, it should continue to grow and to flourish, b'matzliach, and people should get their own kinyan and their own sense of the Avodah Zarah.
Amen.